Now to the ships. Now, like a pride of man-eating lions, the Trojan forces stormed the fleet, fulfilling Zeus's strict commands as Zeus kept building their fury higher, stunned the Argive spirit and wrenched away their glory, lashing Trojans on. The father's will was set on giving glory over to Hector, son of Priam, that he might hurl his torch at the beat ships, the force of fire, quenchless, ravening fire, yes, and bring to its bitter end the disastrous prayer of Thetis. For that alone he waited, the god who rules the world, to see with his own eyes the first Achaean ship go up in a blaze of flames. Then from that point on, he'd thrust the Trojans' breakneck back from the fleet and give the Argives glory. Dead set now on that, he drove Prince Hector against the hollow hulls, though the son of Priam raged in his own right, raged like Ares with brandished spear or flash fire roaring down from a ridge into thick stands of timber. The foam flecked his mouth. His eyes shot flame, glaring under his shaggy brows and round his head. His helmet shook and clashed, a terrific wild din. Hector on the attack! And high in the clear sky, Zeus himself defended his champion. Hector alone he prized and glorified among hordes of men, for Hector's life would be cut short so soon. The Achaeans stampeded now, unearthly terror. All of them routed now by father Zeus and Hector. Now the Achaeans milled among the shipways, shielded round by the looming superstructures, stem on stern drawn up on the first line inland. But the Trojans stormed them there, and back they fell. They had no choice, edging away from the front ships. But once at the tents nearby, they held their ground, massing ranks. No scattering back through the camp. Their proud discipline gripped them, terror too. They rallied each other, nonstop. War cries rising. Noble Nestor was first, Achaea's watch and ward, pleading, begging each man for his parents' sake. Be men, my friends. Discipline, fill your hearts. Maintain your pride in the eyes of other men. Remember, each of you, sons, wives, wealth, parents, a mother and father, dead or alive, no matter. I beg you for their sakes, loved ones far away. Now stand and fight. No turning back, no panic. With that, he put new strength in each man's heart. Athena thrust from their eyes the blinding battle haze, the darkness sent.